Oh, I've been enjoying myself today, rejoicing in the goodness of the Lord. Old fellow said I got saved. He said you was born 50 years too late. I don't believe that. I think I'm on time. Yes, sir. I tell you, when God reached down and saved me, it's never been the same since that hour. I was born and reared back in the mountains of East Tennessee. Poor folks. You talk about poor. Brother, we so poor, we spelt poor three O's just about. If there had been a Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was a boy, we'd have licked somebody else's fingers, honey. I'll tell you that right now. Yes, sir. I told the crowd where I was a priest the other day, my daddy went out the back of the smokehouse at Christmas time, shot the shotgun, and told us kids Santa Claus committed suicide. Well, that's about the way it was. You remember when you used to get an orange for Christmas? Everybody, hey, when I was a boy, everybody had a possum dog. They put on the back of cars now, eat more possum. And that's a joke, but it wasn't no joke now coming along, I'll tell you that right now. I saw one cross the road the other day, and I said to the fellow, we're having good times, aren't we? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, nobody at that thing, was he? You let bad times get around, they run the rabbits down, the possums and everything else. Yes, sir. And but I tell you, thank God for the day when the Lord reached out. My grandpa had an old farm back in the mountains, and we'd chop out corn. Papa wanted that stuff planted that far apart. And then we had to thin it. And then we'd chop the weeds out. We'd plow it out. And boy, the best day I tell you around there is when we laid it by. Now, you young people, you know what I'm talking about. I'm out of date. But anyhow, I tell you, if you'd have been there, you'd know what I was talking about. Those fields look like there's a mile long. I said to myself, there must be a better way to make a living than this. Chopping out this old corn, following a pencil tail mule all day in new ground. Hey, boy, every morning down at the barn about 4 o'clock, that old mule would wind up. I said there's a better way. There's a better way than this. I was plundered in the closet and I found me an old fiddle. I took off over to Buckle's house. He picked a 5-string banjo, and he gave me some strings, tuned that thing up, gave me a bow and a piece of rosewood. Boy, I took off back to the house, and the first song I ever learned to play was Ida Red, Ida Red. I'm in love with Ida Red. Now, I don't know who Ida was, but I was in love with her. I'll tell you that right now. I saw her on that thing for about 3 days, and Papa was sitting there beside the fireplace, and he chewed Brown's mule in the back, and he spit that damn beer in the fireplace, and he said, now, boy, you, that fiddle one's got to go. That's all there is to it. So I decided I'd leave. I went to the barn. I got in the crib. I started again. I'd a red. I'm in love. And I looked through the crack of the barn and the mule was leaving. He couldn't say. Well, I said all that to say this. I'm going to bring my fiddle tonight. Somebody said, what's the difference in a fiddle and a violin? Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Amen.
Now, I can't get that thing on the machine, I'll tell you that. But anyhow, I forgot it. Now, I'm going to bring it tomorrow night, and I've got my musicians with me. Straight from Nashville, Tennessee. And we're going to make some music tomorrow night. You be here. Yes, sir. We'll have a jubilee or a jamboree, one or the other, tomorrow night. Are you having a good time? Raise your hand. Yes, I want to say, and I mean this from the depths of my heart, thank you so much for what you're doing for the camp meeting and for the support the church gives the camp meeting. I thank you from the depths of my heart. A fellow walked up this past week, and, this fact is four. He gave me money for trusses. This old guy called them trestles. I said, that goes on a railroad. We ain't building a railroad station out there. We're building a camp meeting dormitory. But anyhow, we're trying to get trusses. And let me give you this report. We've got something over 100 already. And we needed 178 to put the roof on or the trusses up. And so we got a little over 100 right now. And a man gave us $1,000 a week or two ago. Owns a trucking company. Called him on the phone, said, mail your check for $1,000. Well, that bought about 13 trusses. And thank God for that. And others have helped. Last night, got one right here in the service. Somebody walked up and gave me $100 on a trust, and I thank God for that. I just depend on God's people. A lot of folks come out and say, when are you going to get it up? I said, you help me. Amen. A lot of folks go out and say, what's going to be in there? I said, dormitory. They say, I don't see them but briars. Well, there's more there than briars. We're going to have a time. Praise God. I long for the day when we can just run and operate full time. Camp meeting all the time. Bible conferences, camp meetings, praise God, and teaching and just everything. Just have it all for the Lord. And I look forward to that. And I thank you for standing by down through the years. I tell you, I tell folks everywhere I go, and I don't mean this mean, and I'm not trying to talk about somebody. Now, I know a lot of camps, if you used to take all the visitors away from them, they wouldn't have anybody there. I mean, it would be a handful of people there. And I tell them about the Greer camp meeting. I say, if there's nobody come from out of state or somewhere else, thank God for the local folks that stand by and praise God, have old-fashioned camp meeting. Yes, sir. And I thank God for it. All right. I've had the flu or something or other, sinus drainage, and I've had it for about 2 or 3 weeks. I tried to sing Sunday morning, and I couldn't even sing, so I hope I can sing tonight. If I don't, I'll just quit, praise the Lord, and take up my message and start preaching. Yes, sir. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, and was wretched and vile, to be in my Savior in love came to me from above. Oh, and he reached down his hand for me. Oh, when the Savior reached down for me, and he reached way for me, I'm lost and undone without God or his Son. And he reached out his hand for me. I was near to despair when he came to me there, and he told me that I could be free. Then he lifted my feet, gave me gladness of peace when he reached out his hand for me. Glory! When the Savior reached out for me, when he reached way down for me, oh, how much love and a done with a God or his Son. Oh, and he reached down his hand for me. You say, sing it, sister, would you? When the Savior reached down for me, when he reached way down for me, oh, I was lost and undone with a God or his when he reached down his. I mean, it make the devil mad with singing. One more time, say it. When the Savior reached out for me, you remember that hour? Said, God took all your sins and washed them away. Thank God, he said, I'll never remember them against you anymore. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, thank God. Thank God, what is it? Hallelujah, ever bring them up again. Sing it one more time, everybody. When the Savior reached down for me, when he reached down for me, I was lost and undone in a puddle. When he reached out his hand for me. Thank you, may be seated.